our listeners, let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
To be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. For the next hour, we're going to have with us Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. But before we get to David, I just want to comment briefly on the president's speech last night. President points out that we have a high unemployment. He keeps saying it's getting better, but actually there are more and more people out of work. They just don't count them anymore once they quit looking for work. So basically he wants to actually create more jobs by building new highways and building new dams and suddenly building new federal buildings. And that's how we're going to get this. And we're going to start training people for jobs, but he doesn't say what sort of jobs they're going to train them for because there really aren't that many jobs here, and suddenly they're doing so much of the computer work in India and suddenly in China. Now, if you really want to solve the job problem, it's very simple. You put tariffs on, and so it becomes more expensive to buy things from overseas, and by the time then you get around to shipping them over here from overseas, why, our products are cheaper, and people will buy American products, but they don't want that. They want, of course, to build up the economies of the rest of the world, to shift our jobs overseas, but they can't tell the American people that globalism is what it's all about. We should redo our tax structure. So instead of rewarding companies that move their factories overseas, we would punish them. And basically, they would get a better tax rate if they stayed here. And if they go overseas, they're going to actually pay the same tax rate that they would here. And then stop harassing our corporations with all sorts of government bureaucracies and rules and Obamacare. And we would have it suddenly turn things around, lower the tax rate, and we would have more money coming in, and we would have a vibrant economy. But that's not what Barack Obama wants, nor the people who control him. He's doing what he's told to do because our leader's dedication is not to America, but to the globalist dream. And with that as a background, let's go to our special guest. Hi, Dr. Pastor David Whitney. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Dr. Stan. And that was quite a sad speech to listen to any part of it, because the president was basically promising to violate the Constitution every which way you can imagine. I have a pen. I have a phone. Basically, I can legislate from the executive office. Well, either he's completely ignorant, and I doubt that because he's supposedly a constitutional law professor. He knows that there's three branches of government, and the executive branch of government is never given permission in the Constitution to make law. In fact, all lawmaking, the very first, after you finish reading the preamble of the Constitution, the very first words, all legislative power herein granted is vested in a Congress, composed of a House and Senate, and so on. And there is no lawmaking power in the other two branches. Not in the executive branch, not in the judicial branch, but we have such a broken, turned around, upside down, inside out government today that those other two branches routinely make law, illegally, unconstitutionally. And what should have happened, I understand one representative walked out. They should have all walked out. They should have all walked out and began articles of impeachment. This man must be stopped. He is a criminal. He's violating the Constitution. He's promised to continue violating the Constitution, but we don't have people in Washington with the guts to stand up to him, perhaps because they're on the take as well in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I think basically, David, what the NSA is spying on all the congressmen. We had a gentleman on the other evening, a homosexual, who talked about how he seduced dozens and dozens of congressmen and senators so that the government would have something on them. Believe me, if there's any indiscretion on the part of any of our elected representatives, they can certainly go after them and embarrass them and destroy their political careers. We've got one of the finest group of politicians that the NSA can control, and they control them because they've spied on them.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Broken Cross, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're certainly talking about the Constitution and the fact that the speech last night, Barack Hussein Obama certainly totally ignored the Constitution, saying he had executive power, and if Congress didn't go along with him, he would simply introduce the legislation and the things that needed to be done on his own, irrespective of whether the elected representatives of the people want it or not. Go right ahead, David.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. And our founders knew there was a danger in creating the system of government that they were creating. When they met in Philadelphia and crafted it in that hot, sticky summer, they knew they were giving greater power to this central government than existed under the Articles of Confederation, the first general government that they created after Declaration of Independence. And they knew they were giving this new entity more power than the previous one. And there was quite a debate that took place, a very heated debate. There was some like Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton wanted much more power centralized. In fact, Hamilton wanted essentially a king in the place of the executive office, someone who was there for life and had kind of a hereditary ability to pass on his mantle of, chief executive to whomever he chose. And I think in the back of his mind, knowing himself to be a favorite of George Washington because of his service during the war, that he would be the one, because George Washington had no natural offspring, that he would be the one anointed by Washington if Washington became this king-like executive that Hamilton was arguing for. In fact, Hamilton lost that argument and was so upset that he left the convention at a point in time. He just gave up. So there were forces trying to create an all-powerful executive like Obama has demonstrated here, but the forces against that were stronger, and the people that ratified the Constitution, because after all, what they were doing in Philadelphia was proposing a new constitution. They had no power to bring this constitution into full effect. They could only suggest it and say, well, you 13 states, what do you think?
I would bring out one point that I think is so important. Alexander Hamilton wanted an authoritarian government run by a ruling elite, he being one of the ruling elite. And one of the things he advocated was a central bank. And, of course, that was a source of a confrontation between he and Thomas Jefferson. And actually, Washington sided with Hamilton, and we got a central bank, certainly. And that central bank existed until it was a 20-year charter. It lasted until 1811, whereupon the city Congress dissolved the bank. They didn't want it because it was being used to enrich certain groups. And basically, the ability to create money artificially, a fractional reserve system where banks could lend money they didn't own, and then utilize that money to create corporations, basically was going to centralize power and wealth in the hands of a few people. And of course, when the Congress canceled the charter for the central bank in 1811, why the English simply said, and of course they had stock in our central bank, well, then you're going to have a war. And that's why the War of 1812 came along. And eventually, of course, to end the war, why we formed a second central bank. And then that led to the battle between Andrew Jackson and the bankers in 1833 and 1834. And fortunately, Jackson won that battle, and we didn't have a central bank until 1913. But a fractional reserve banking system allows a small group of men to create tremendous wealth out of nothing. It's a fractional reserve. You only need a fraction of your reserves on deposit, and then you could lend out the 8 or 9 or 10 or 20 or 30 times the amount of money that you have. And certain people will get fabulously wealthy. And this is exactly where we are today. And now they're beginning to contract the monetary supply. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you're invested in the stock market or in anything that, with borrowed money, get out of debt, because they're going to contract the money supply. Now, they're going to enrich themselves and impoverish the vast majority of the American people. But that was basically the major thing that went on back there, the major battle for over a central bank. The worst thing we ever did was establish a central bank. The Federal Reserve System is a subversive organization which has allowed a small group of people to accumulate tremendous wealth and increasingly impoverish and destroy the middle class. Go right ahead.
Oh, amen. And indeed, you could say that they are robbers that have been, for 100 years, the Federal Reserve has been robbing the American people, because the value of thieves, when God intended it to be a house of prayer. And I think that's a good reminder that Jesus spoke about these kind of gangsters who pose as banksters, thieving and destroying our republic. Well, our founders, when they crafted the seven articles of the Constitution, they met a very stiff response in the ratification process, because many of the states said, we will only ratify this Constitution if it is accompanied by a Bill of Rights. We see one of the great weaknesses of this document is that there is no Bill of Rights. We'll ratify it, but only if you promise Congress that you're going to immediately put together a Bill of Rights and propose and send those on to the states. And they were honorable men, and they agreed that, yes, even though they didn't have a Bill of Rights yet, they promised the first job of Congress when it first met would be to do that and send that on to the states. And that's exactly what they did. They were men of honor, and that Bill of Rights is our first 10 amendments to the Constitution. And I take them as really a part of the whole compact that cannot be repealed. Obviously, the subsequent amendments, we have things like the 18th Amendment, which prohibited sale and transportation of alcohol and all that sort of business, the prohibition, but it was repealed. The 21st Amendment repealed that 18th. But I would contend that you cannot repeal any of the 10 First Amendments, the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights were part of that original ratification agreement. Our Constitution would never have been ratified by the minimum number of states, 9 states to ratify it. Never would have happened if there had not been an agreement. A gentleman's agreement. They didn't sign anything on paper. They knew that they were trustworthy Christian folks. You could count on their word to do what they said they would do. And so they crafted this precious Bill of Rights that further limits the powers of the central government, that there are certain things the central government cannot do. In a sense, the first seven articles of the Constitution say these are the powers granted to our central government. It can do these things, but the Ten Amendments say it cannot do these. It cannot go outside these walls and these boundaries. We've talked about the process of what happens when somebody is accused or suspected of a crime with the Fourth Amendment, the limits on the power of the government to investigate that, and then the Fifth Amendment, if they're actually charged with a crime, the five protections of the Fifth Amendment as they are prepared to stand trial, and then if they stand trial in a criminal case, the Sixth Amendment gives seven specific protections for those charged with a criminal offense, and the Seventh Amendment deals with civil suits, that is one citizen suing another citizen in court, and the protections given there. The Eighth Amendment then comes to the criminal punishment phase of the trial. If a person has gone to trial, been charged with having committed a crime, that trial was heard by a jury of their peers, 12 citizens who we pray would know what the Constitution is and judge the law. If the law is not constitutional, then they would acquit the person who's charged with a crime that's no crime at all, if it's no law at all. And they have then evaluated the evidence for and against and determined the defendant is guilty. In the criminal punishment, these are the protections that the Eighth Amendment sets out for anyone who is charged. There's four specific protections. First, no excessive bail is permitted under our Constitution. Why is that? Well, because a defendant is presumed to be innocent, and therefore he has a right to be free. He's not to be imprisoned. He can only be imprisoned until after his conviction, after the jury says that he's guilty. And the only reason you would keep him in prison before that point that he's declared guilty is if you determine very, very clearly that he poses a danger, a grave danger to public safety, or, on the other hand, that he's likely to flee and not stand trial. So the purpose of bail really is just to ensure that this defendant doesn't flee and not appear at court at his trial date. And therefore, bail should never be more than is necessary to ensure that defendant's appearance in the courtroom. And the amount then would depend on the circumstances. For example, the nature of the offense would be considered, and the defendant's record, if he has a rap sheet. The question is, has he appeared in court every time and on time and never missed any of those or not? What's the risk that the court has that he will or will not appear? And then, of course, they will take into consideration his ties to the community. Does he have family in this community? Does he belong to organizations? Is he a committed member of the community rather than he's kind of a wayfaring guy who's here for a month or two and who knows where he's going to be next month? He's got little ties to the community. So all those factors are to be considered by the court when they actually set bail, and no excessive bail is to be allowed, and so that needs to be carefully evaluated and not permitted to abuse the rights of a person. They should be free from prison until they stand trial because they are innocent until they have been proven guilty in a court of law where a jury of their peers has made that determination.
Hold that thought, David. We're going to be back here in just a moment if you're out there.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Brand, and you are convicted of having stolen
something. Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, David is simply talking about the laws as they exist in the United States and then laws as they exist in a Muslim country. I want to go ahead and pick that up and develop that idea, David?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, yeah, so in a Christian country that's following God's law, the Bible, the punishment is limited to be equal to the crime. So the punishment always fits the crime. But in the Quran, the Sharia law that is in a Muslim country, the punishment is far greater than the crime. So you steal something, and the punishment the Quran lays down by edict is to chop off your hand. No. If you chop off the person's hand, they've got less to do to be able to work to make restitution to the person they stole from. The biblical law, and this is justice, the God of the universe established this as justice, is to make recompense. That is, you pay back the person you stole from. You restore them, and in fact, you restore them 100% of what you stole, and 20% above that, you restore it to the person you injured in their property rights. Again, very contrary to even what our legal system has become today. If somebody stole. I had a battery stolen out of my car one day and years ago, and had I gone to the police and gone through all the paperwork, and had they been able to actually apprehend the person that stole the battery and so on, what would happen is that person would be fined, and who receives the money from that fine? Well, the government does. So the government profits from the crime committed against me. Do I get my battery back? Do I get any portion of that money? No. The government keeps it all. And I get nothing. I've just been robbed twice. I've been robbed by the thief, and then the government becomes a thief, entering into that robbery arrangement, taking money from the thief and keeping it for itself. What's the matter with this picture? God's word is far more just because it requires restitution be made to the person whose injury in their property rights has been done by the perpetrator. So the purpose of the law is to see that restitution takes place. And so excessive fine would be that which is unreasonable given the nature of the offense, the nature of the crime that has been committed. It's interesting, our legal system is largely based on English common law, and that is based on the Bible. God's word is the origin of English common law. If you go far enough back to St. Patrick and his Book of the Liber, that was a exposition of God's word in terms of how it can be practically applied in legal structure. He crafted that for Ireland, and that came across the channel to England, and King Alfred adopted it, and it became English common law. And all the way back to Magna Carta, it describes in the Magna Carta what excessive fines are. It's forfeitures which would deprive a defendant of his ability to earn a living. So if the government takes so much from you in a fine for some crime that you've committed that you can no longer support yourself and your family, you can no longer make a living, they come and they take all the tools of your business and they strip you of your ability to make a living, that's an excessive fine according to English common law. And Dr. Stan, you know as well as I do, this is happening all over the country every day of the week, whether it's the EPA or Department of Energy or some other federal agency, which 99% of which are illegal, that is, they are unconstitutional, they're stealing people's ability to make a living. We were talking just earlier about the unemployment rate in America, and so many people have given up. And part of the whole mess is that businesses are being destroyed by the government coming in and stealing from those businesses its ability to continue existing. And so, of course, the businesses stolen from by the government, they leave. They go to a country that's far friendlier, not likely to steal their ability to produce the goods or the services that they're producing.
But, of course, when they leave, they take their jobs with them, and that's why we have unemployment.
Yeah, and so it's a government that's hurting us, the citizens, by these unjust and unrighteous actions, excessive fines. And so that's a very important principle. We're to be protected from those excessive fines, but, oh, every day we see these kind of excessive fines being in draconian fashion, hammering down the people of these United States and destroying their ability to make a living. It's all against the law of God, God's word, and all against English common law that's the foundation of the form of government our founders constructed.
And unless we get back to certainly a legal system that's based upon God's law, unless we get back to a situation where people turn to God and look to Him for the direction, we're going to lose this country. If we don't have a great revival in America, do you really think that God is going to continue to allow this country to exist? Remember what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? Today in our schools, starting in kindergarten of the first grade, they start teaching children how normal homosexuality is. How long do you think God's going to put up with that? And don't think for one minute that God doesn't rule in the affairs of men. One reason we're in the trouble is people don't believe that anymore, but I fear they're going to find out very soon.
Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need.
For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
According to, and notice their language here.
Hold that thought. Well, we're Dr. Stan. We're talking about the Eighth Amendment and basically some abnormal interpretation of it. And basically, we have people on the Supreme Court who are simply what I call part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They've been put on the courts because they want to put through changes in the structure of our society. These people don't believe in the Constitution. They do not believe in the oath that they've sworn to uphold the Constitution. They're there for a specific purpose. And little bit by little bit, they've undermined the very fabric of our society to the point where we are today. Now, you were talking about this one decision on the Eighth Amendment. What was that about, David?
Yes, this is Furman v. Georgia, in which a person convicted of a capital crime was going to be executed, and they appealed it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the concurring opinion in 1972 of Justices Brennan and Justices Marshall, they argued that the Eighth Amendment must be interpreted, and this is their language, according to an evolving standard of decency, and that the society has evolved to a point where capital punishment is now considered cruel and unusual. Notice what they've done. They've said, we're not going to pay attention to what those words meant originally by the founders. What they meant to the founders is no longer relevant. We're going to create a new meaning, an evolving standard of decency, we call it. We think we're smarter than the founders. We think we've got a more just standard than the founders. And we're going to say that although our founders never would have called capital punishment cruel and unusual, we are now going to call capital punishment cruel and unusual. Well, this is one of the astonishing things that we see today among those who have been trained in the law schools. I really probably should call them the un-law schools of our day. They've been trained in an evolutionary view of law, what I've called in an article that I believe is still available on our website at Institute on the Constitution, but the article is called The Darwinization of Law in America.
Well, you know, David, I would like to comment. About 2 weeks ago, there was an episode where they were going to put somebody to death for a gruesome crime. And basically, of course, however, suddenly, when my younger years used to give anesthesia, that's all you need to do. If you want to kill somebody, you give them a large dose of sodium pentothal. You put them to sleep. You don't give them any oxygen. They die. It's just that simple. Well, they brought in these high-powered doctors. They're going to execute this guy with drugs. drugs. They've got all these new drugs. It takes 20 minutes to kill him, and he's screaming and yelling and having all sorts of pain. And they're saying, oh, my goodness, how terrible it is to kill him. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing was staged. They did this to try to discredit the idea of capital punishment. And all you need to do is give a large amount of sodium pentothal intravenously. They drift off to sleep, and then you simply don't give them any oxygen, and then within a few minutes, they'll be dead. But basically, they tortured this man for 20 minutes for the impact he would have on society. And all across America, we heard, certainly on every place, about how terrible capital punishment was and how terrible it was to treat this guy the way they did. And the inference was we shouldn't have capital punishment. Whereas the inference was that the people who staged this whole thing and tortured him, I think I should have had the same thing done to them. There was absolutely no reason for it. If you wonder why it happened, it was all staged, ladies and gentlemen. Like most of what goes on today, it was staged for the psychological impact on the American people, because we hate to think of somebody being mistreated, and yet this is happening all the time. But remember, they're poisoning our water, and they're poisoning our air, and they're poisoning our children, and few people care, and they're poisoning the food, and they're poisoning the bees. They're even using insecticides that poison the bees. These are wicked and evil people. It's time we took America back. But go right ahead, David.
Amen. And just consider what they do to the unborn babies. They don't receive any anesthesia, and their limbs are torn from their body inside their mother's womb with, as the famous movie from days gone by, is a silent scream, a scream that no one hears of the tortures. And do they care about that? Oh, they love abortion. They love the murder of the innocent, but they don't want the guilty put to death. That just is one of the things that astonishes me again and again. We have a governor in our state here in Maryland who, oh, he decries the awful suffering required by capital punishment, that, oh, this is a terrible, terrible thing. But he loves to murder babies. He doesn't see any baby that he wouldn't love to murder. And Obama, likewise.
And basically, of course, David, this is because we have evil and wicked people in positions of political power today. Go right ahead.
Well, this so-called evolving standard that I talk about in the article, Darwinization of Law in America, if you go to our website, theamericanview.com, and you just put that phrase in the search engine at theamericanview.com, Darwinization of Law in America, we talk about what has happened over the history of law schools is they have made it their aim to teach that there is no absolute fixed standard of right and wrong. There is no absolute standard of law. It's all evolving, and judges write the evolving standards because each new judge's opinion evolves it a little further. So they've taken Darwinian evolution and applied it to legal theory to say that law is not a fixed thing. So what was wrong, 10 years ago, two men could not marry. Oh, well, now law has evolved and we're more enlightened, and now we determine that two men can marry. And why not then three men? And why not 50 people get married?
Well, I'll tell you why not, because I remember what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah after they did this sort of thing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, you better start thinking about how broad God brought his judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. And I really do fear, God is going to bring his judgment on this country. Mm-hmm. If you aren't involved, if we do not have a great revival in America, I think the outlook for the survival of this civilization is very, very grim. Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. And we do need a revival among Christians who would turn to God's word as the standard, not listen to what judges and attorneys are saying. It's an evolving standard, but what God's word says about all of these things. And because basically this theory of law is essentially saying there is no absolute truth. And that's why they have to reject God's word and God's law, because it is a standard of absolute truth. It says if a person has committed first degree murder and it's clearly determined they've committed first degree murder, then they need to be executed. That's the penalty for that crime. And if they've stolen goods, they need to restore everything they've stolen plus 20% and so on. God's word is very clear on these legal issues that are debated in our day. It's no mystery. If we want to follow the laws of the universe, 2 plus 2 equals 4 all the time, So murder is to be treated this way. Marriage is between one man and one woman and so on. All of God's law is very clear on these things. But these evil people know that they could not overturn and get rid of Christianity from America unless they attacked it at this level, beginning to teach lawyers lies instead of the truth, beginning to teach them an evolving standard, promising all the while, and this is an additional lie, that, oh, the evolving standard means that society is going to evolve upwardly, you know? That's always the promise of evolution, that the next generation of creatures is going to be better, smarter, faster, and so on, stronger than the previous, and it's always an upward evolution that is preached by the evolutionists. But we look at the history of the world and we see the exact opposite is proclaimed by the history of every civilization. It starts very highly developed and then it devolves. That is, it goes downward and becomes worse and worse until it falls apart and collapses, the collapse of the Roman Empire and so on is illustrative of this. Societies don't move upward. They start at a high point and they go downward. And so it's a devolving standard of decency, not a upward movement. And indeed, we see that in our day. I mean, I can't imagine if someone was able to time travel and came from 100 years ago to America today, they would be absolutely shocked. They'd be like, this place is Sodom and Gomorrah. This place is wicked and evil. We thought we had things bad 100 years ago. Now, murders happen on a regular basis. The murders of 56 million unborn babies is just assumed by most Americans, well, that's just the way it is, you know. Can't stop that evil.
But, you know, the thing is, we and it's a terrible thing, about 55 million unborn Americans have been killed here. But remember, we financed International Planned Parenthood, and they financed, of course, the murder of 400 million unborn children in communist China. And a similar number in India, and a similar number in Russia going back to the beginning of the last century. And basically that's a 1.2 billion unborn children we've killed. And then, of course, we're financing other murders, certainly in other countries throughout the world, in Africa and South America. And so much of this is funded by International Planned Parenthood, funded by American tax dollars. And where is the outcry from the American people? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Go ahead.
And that's the problem. I mean, unless Americans, as you have well said, unless they repent and unless they fall on their faces and cry out for God's mercy, God's judgment will have to fall upon our country. I mean, those murders of innocent blood, the scripture describes the blood crying out from the ground to Almighty God, crying out for justice, crying out to be avenged. And what would it look like if the blood of, as you're saying, 1.5 billion murders that the blood comes, the blood guilt comes back to our country for having participated and funded these murders? What is God going to do to bring America to justice? Unless there is repentance, unless there is a revival and people return to God's word, God's law, we will see judgment in America and perhaps a very, very severe judgment. And what is important to note, that when true revival takes place, there's a return to the whole counsel of God. All of God's law is thought to be obeyed rather than just a truncated view that says, well, we need to obey God's word and God's law individually in self-government. No, a full proclamation of God's law says, no, God's law has something to say to family government, and families need to repent of things that are a violation of God's law. They need to return to that standard. And church governments and churches, by and large, are not following God's law in a whole host of ways. They need to repent. They need to get back according to the standard and obey God's law. And then, of course, civil government also needs to repent and return to the standard of God's law. But it's a true revival and a true restoration means all of those governments, self-government, family government, church government, and civil government, repent of their sin, of their violation of God's law, and they restore the standard, which is obedience to God's law in everything. That's what needs to take place, or else I fear judgment will fall and fall severely on our country, and justly so. murders of the unborn just being one of many things, the promotion of sodomy and the promotion of pornography worldwide. That's the biggest export America has, is pornography. We export more pornography than any other country in the world, polluting the world, which is why many of the Muslim countries have called us the great Satan. You could say they're accurate in terms of that one thing, promotion of that evil around the world. So this is a day, a serious day, and we see many, many cracks and many small judgments already on the scene. Our unemployment rate, we've talked about it. The death of our dollar that is happening worldwide as the dollar is being rejected as the world's reserve currency, and which it has that held that position for many decades. And these small judgments are just beginning to indicate what awaits us, some vast judgment from God that will catch everyone's attention. And we pray that repentance would precede that kind of judgment falling upon us. I'm preaching through a series right now in the book of Exodus and all the judgments, the 10 judgments God brought upon the nation of Egypt and upon the head of Pharaoh until Pharaoh finally said, okay, I've been ignoring God and rebelling against God and disobeying God's commandment to let the children of Israel go. But okay, with the death of my firstborn son, that's it. Now I will let them go. It took that final devastating blow to cause Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go. And I don't know what it will take in America, but I do pray that there would be repentance and a revival and a return to God's word. And my part as a pastor, I feel terrible for the fact that the majority of pulpits in America, the vast majority, not just the small majority, the vast majority refuse to talk about the issues that are so vitally important in our day. This repentance from the evil of abortion, promotion of sodomy, and on the list goes of things that are just, they want to make people feel good when they come to church, rather than do what the prophets of the Old Testament did, call the people of God to repentance, because we need to repent before it is too late. Well, our Eighth Amendment is a beautiful design to protect us so that even when we have been convicted of a crime, then there are protections in how we are treated. No excessive bail, no excessive fines, and no cruel or unusual punishments are to be permitted. All of these are very clearly related to God's law, that are principles that are taught in God's word that are applied in this specific fashion in our Eighth Amendment. And I just admire our founders a great deal. They weren't perfect, but they had a great understanding of a biblical view of law and government, how God's word speaks to the civil magistrate and to the role that he's to play and the laws that he's to follow. And so they were seeking as best they could, and I believe they've done a beautiful job of seeking to follow God's law in protecting the God-given rights of the citizens, because that's what God's word says, that the purpose of human civil government is. It's not to provide welfare, provide education, or any of those things. It's simply to protect the God-given rights of the citizens within its jurisdiction. And when it steps out of that job, as it has for now, probably almost 100 years now, when it steps out of that job, it becomes tyrannical, it becomes evil, and it does things that are destructive instead of things that are constructive. Well, at Institute on the Constitution, we know that bringing our nation to that point of repentance and revival requires that people understand these principles.
Well, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can actually set up a class and begin teaching this.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, they can call us, and we've provided what we call a host kit, which is a simple way that anyone can communicate these truths with a group of citizens. And that host kit has everything you need as a turnkey program. The DVDs, the 12 lectures on DVD, student notebook that's a detailed outline of each lecture with test questions following the lecture, supplemental reading, homework that takes place between each lecture. And you can get that hosted and set up a class in your community by either calling us, call toll-free, Institute on the Constitution, numbers 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website, theamericanview.com. That's theamericanview.com.
And let me urge you, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to take America back, people have to understand the foundation of our freedom. It's a constitution. This is an outstanding program, and you need to get started teaching this to your friends and relatives.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
09796 for Institute on the Constitution.
God bless you. Thanks so very much, David.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we do hope you enjoy the conversations with David Whitney. The Institute of the Constitution does a great job. And basically, of course, they're going to be offering courses and the number, if you'd like to get in touch with them, 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796. And basically, they're going to be starting a program. You can actually take this off their website. And then once you have the background, why, hopefully you'll put one of these on in your own community. And the more people who understand the Constitution, the more soon you're going to understand that the people in Washington, D.C. are subversive. They have violated their oath to uphold the Constitution. And if we don't suddenly take America back, why, I believe God is going to bring a judgment on this nation, as he rightfully should, because if he's a just God, he is going to treat America like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah, unless we turn back to him. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our leaders, that our listeners, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. And if you're in a position to help, why, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can subscribe to our newsletter and take the four best CDs or tapes of the month. You can get the books and DVDs and things that we have. They're listed on our website, RadioLiberty.com, or we'll be glad to send you a free catalog. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope that many of you may want to get your health products from us because that helps out. And the vast majority of the people in this country, 80% of them, are magnesium deficient. And we've seen so many people improve as far as their heart or their bones, their brain, certainly their bowels, by the use of even a small amount of magnesium. And you could, if you want more information or you'd like to get it through us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to be taking something, vitamin D3 every day, and most people should be taking about 5,000 units a day. Sometimes you'll take more, but anyway, on a daily basis, this is very, very important. Certainly you should have, during the wintertime, immune support. It's a beta-glucan or a mushroom product that will boost your immune system. We have Allibiotic, which is an immune booster you take when you get coming down with something. And that, of course, has oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, oil of garlic, and a couple of other things. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get your Miracle 2 soap products, this is something that we use, we have for many years, and we wouldn't be without the gel and without the soap, and we bathe regularly in the soap. And Barbara uses all of the products. And you can read all about this at our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you go there, certainly you can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived, Sydney, 24 hours a day. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can see the item we have there. Other items on the web, it's right up at the top underneath the blue banners there. And basically, we try to post something there every day or two that we think will help to keep you abreast of what's going on. And we think that everything we have posted there is important. You can go back through them. And then, of course, we have links to other websites, people who support us, people who have an important message. Again, that's RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, why, we do need that. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, and it's an expensive proposition. Now, we have actually four different networks that we do, and we have to pay for at least three of those. If you'd like to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, and we'll have a great program. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization. It's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Snyder. And for those of you who don't know who Michael is, shame on you, because basically, Michael is one of my favorite writers. And I'm up on the internet every day, and I'll tell you, there are only two people. Whenever they write an article, I always read it. One is Paul Craig Roberts, a former undersecretary of the Treasury, and the other is Michael Snyder, because he certainly writes beautifully in a well-organized manner, and he writes about what's going on financially. Actually, he's an attorney, but he's not doing attorney work, attorney business. He's writing, and if you don't read his articles, you'll find them on the internet. You'll find him on his website, but you need to have his information, because we are moving into a very difficult and very dangerous time in the economic cycle. They just decided today that they were going to cut back further on the funding, instead of having $85 billion a month, they went to $75 billion, and now they're going to go to $65 billion. They're going to cut back. What they're doing is making money less available, and when that happens, the economy begins to contract. And Michael, I'm going to let you pick up the story, because I suddenly, last time I did too much talking, I want to hear what you have to say about what's going on. Please pick up the story.
Sure, absolutely. And it's great to be on with you. It's a real honor. And today we got news that the Federal Reserve, they're tapering quantitative easing a little bit more. And so what happened over the past several years is that the Federal Reserve has pumped up this tremendous financial bubble with this massive injection of cash into the financial system, and that's the only reason we saw the stock market go to all-time highs. And now they're kind of pulling the rug out. They're saying, okay, let's see if it can stand by itself. And, you know, the announcement today caused the stock market to drop some more. The U.S. stock market dropped substantially after the announcement, ended down about nearly 200 points for today. And already in Asia is causing all kinds of turmoil. Even as we speak, the Japanese stock market is down more than 400 points so far since it's been open. So, yeah, this is going to cause all kinds of problems, because the Federal Reserve has been artificially propping up the stock market and the financial system. And now, you know, as they pull this artificial props away, it has the potential to just cause all sorts of chaos.
I certainly concur with you. I think that we're on the edge of something momentous, and the average individual really doesn't know. And basically then, of course, they'll run the stock market up a little bit here in the next few days, and then I suspect it's going to drop again. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Michael, believe me, he's one of the few people who can give a lot better answers than I can. Our telephone number is 1-800-188-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. What do you anticipate the coming weeks, Michael?
Well, I think we're at a turning point. I think we're going to see in the stock market, in the economy as a whole, and then also in the emerging market. And, you know, and people may not be very familiar with a lot of the emerging markets around the world, but you're talking about places like Argentina and Venezuela, where already, you know, what happened with the quantitative easing of the Federal Reserve is it caused hot money to flood into these emerging markets looking for yield, looking for returns. And now that the Federal Reserve is tapering, cutting back, that's a signal to investors to start forcing this hot money out of these emerging markets.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com.
That freeze-dry guy. Bring our stations back on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply talking about what's happening throughout the world, and certainly in Argentina and Venezuela. Why there's certainly the economies are collapsing, there's rioting, there's certainly unrest in the countries. They're having real problems over in India as a result, certainly of this financial contraction. This is happening in countries all throughout the world. It hasn't gotten that bad here yet, but of course, Michael thinks we're just on the fringe of a major cataclysmic event, financial, a contraction that is going to have a profound impact. And of course, this is happening because basically why the Federal Reserve has been pouring money. That money's been certainly poured into our economy, and then the people took it from our economy and they invested it in Venezuela, and they invested it certainly in Argentina and in other countries in Brazil. And now, of course, they're beginning to pull it out because they see there's unrest there, and there's not a solid financial base. It was only imaginary. And Michael believes, as do I, we're on the verge of a major cataclysmic event. It's going to affect everybody out there in the listening audience. Make your preparations now. Do not wait, because it's going to hit America. At least Michael thinks it's going to hit America very, very soon. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'm right here if you want to give us a call. Of course, 464-8295 is the telephone number here in the Central Coast of California. Michael, what do you tell people? What should people be doing at this point?
Well, I'm hoping that people will get ready for what's coming and people won't be apathetic, because I think a lot of people, they started to relax recently when the stock market went up to all-time record highs. People were kind of relaxing. When the mainstream media kept telling them, oh, the economy's fine, the economy's getting better, people started to relax a little bit and think, oh, okay, maybe everything will be fine. And then last night, Barack Obama got on national television and he told people, you know, oh, the economy's getting better, brighter days are ahead. You know, and a lot of people, millions of people out there, actually believe Obama when he says this. But, you know, it's important for people to step back and take a look at the bigger picture, because right now we're, what I like to say is we're at the terminal phase of the greatest debt bubble in the history of humanity. You know, if you go back 30 years, the U.S. national debt was about $1 trillion. Today it's more than $17 trillion. And under Barack Obama, we're on pace to add more to the national debt during his 8 years than under all the other presidents in all of U.S. history that came before him combined. And then, or if you look at the total amount of debt in our society, government, business, consumer debt, the whole ball of wax, about 40 years ago, it was about $2 trillion. Today, it is more than $56 trillion. It's gotten more than 28 times larger over that time frame. So we're a country that has enjoyed debt-fueled prosperity for decades, and we've been living by borrowing from the future, but that can't last forever. We can't enjoy and consume far more wealth than we produce forever. And so we're starting, you know, we've been seeing this decline happen in America because of our financial situation, and it's going to accelerate. And the middle class is shrinking. You know, what Obama didn't tell people last night was back in 2008, 53% of all Americans considered them to be middle class. But now in 2014, the same poll found only 44% of Americans still consider themselves to be middle class. The middle class is shrinking.
I think it really is, and I think that we're in for some very, very difficult times. And people certainly must get out of debt. They must consolidate their situation so they don't get wiped out and lose their homes or lose their cars. Or certainly if they lose their jobs, and people are going to be losing their jobs, as the monetary system collapses, more and more of the industries are going to be shutting down. Stores are going to be shutting down. They're going to be laying off people. I think it's only a matter of time. And basically, if people certainly are head over heels in debt, and the people, you know, so many people have actually gone out and borrowed money to get into the stock market, because had you done that certainly 2 years ago, you would have made a lot of money. Oh, but of course, it was a tricky thing then. But of course, you would have done well. I don't think that you'd do well to be borrowing money to play the stock market now, unless maybe you're going to short it. But basically, if you don't know what you're doing, you have no business in the stock market. And one of the things that really bothers me, Michael, is a lot of people are leveraged in the stock market. Why would anybody want to do that?
Well, in fact, margin debt on Wall Street right now is at an all-time record high. You've got all these people on Wall Street which have been, like you said, borrowing money to play stocks to try to make more money. So they've been borrowing money and then pumping it into the stock market because they felt like, oh, this is going to go up forever. This bubble is going to keep expanding, you know. And right up through the end of the year, Christmas time, it kept going. But now we've seen it start to come apart. We start to see, you know, we've seen the stock market decline quite a bit here. Over the past couple weeks, it was down nearly 200 more points today. And see, the problem is that the stock market did not reflect economic reality. It's been a false bubble pumped up by the Federal Reserve. So it was inevitable that it was going to burst at some point. You know, what economic reality is, what people are seeing on the street, is that the number of people on food stamps has gone from 32 million to 47 million while Barack Obama has been in awe, you know. And then actually, the day that Barack Obama stepped into the White House, 60.6% of all working age Americans had a job. Today, only 58.6% of all Americans have a job. You know, he says unemployment is going down. The only way the government's been able to do that is by pretending millions upon millions upon millions of unemployed workers have, quote unquote, left. So they don't count them as unemployed anymore. If the labor force participation rate was just at the long-term average, unemployment in America would actually be 11.5%. The 6.7% makes Barack Obama look so much better, but that's not reality. That's not the truth. The percentage of people that are actually working, that actually have a job, hasn't recovered at all since the heart of the last recession. So this notion of an employment recovery, it's actually a complete illusion. It's a complete fantasy. And there are millions upon millions of people out there today who still can't find a job.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically the old adage is figures don't lie, but liars figure. They're lying to the American people. Barack Obama has said so many things that just aren't true. And when he tells us that the economy is getting better and the unemployment rate's down around 6.7%, well, it's just like when he said you can keep your doctor and you can keep your insurance if you like it. He was simply lying. It's very difficult for the average American to believe that the president would go on television and lie. But of course, his figures. I think he's got about a 38%, maybe 40% survival. I'm surprised he has a 40% approval rate. I'm surprised he has a 40% approval rate. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, here's a man who can give you the answers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Michael, how can people get hold of your material? Because I think it's really great. Michael does something that his mind works like mine does. He always has lists of numbers of basically this, the 23 reasons why we're having a problem or 15 reasons why the economy is contracting. But how can people get hold of your writings?
Yeah, if they just go to theeconomiccollapseblog.com, that's the website I'm primarily known for. Or if you just go to Google and type in the economic collapse, it's the first result that'll come up. If you want to get my new book, my new novel, which I just wrote, which contains so much of this information in a fictional format, it's entitled The Beginning of the End. People can find that on Amazon.com.
That's The Beginning of the End, and you can get it on Amazon.com. And what do you do then? You use a story format to tell people what's happening?
Yeah, because so many people today, they're addicted to entertainment, but particularly the population as a whole. And I wanted to try to reach those people because people love, whether it's Harry Potter or Twilight or The Hunger Games, they love books like that. They love a good story. So what I did is I created this mystery/thriller, a very exciting story, but then I incorporated so much of this stuff that I've learned about the economy and the Federal Reserve and the Big Brother police state and the political corruption and so much of what I believe is coming to this country. And I've tried to paint a picture of what the future of America is going to look like in the coming years as all of these trends play out. And throughout each chapter, I try to include truth bombs in just about every chapter in which people, as they read it, they're not only being entertained, but they're also being educated and they're waking up.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we have a totally fraudulent monetary system. We had stable prices in America for, a couple hundred years. But once we got the Federal Reserve system, where they could actually destroy the value of the currency, and basically the fractional reserve system allows them to do that, why, of course, they've effectively destroyed the value of our currency. And one of the worst things you can do is put your money in the bank and expect to get interest on it, because it's going down in value. And basically, most people who have their money in the bank or in bonds are losing. Would you like, perhaps, Michael, to tell our listeners a little bit about how the fractional reserve system works in contrast to a legitimate banking system? Because this is not legitimate. It is totally, it's a fractional reserve system. Could you explain to our listeners what that is?
Oh, absolutely. When you put your money in the bank, what happens is the bank doesn't keep your money in there for when you come and get it. The bank actually lends most of it back out. They maybe keep a fraction of it, a small fraction of it, but most of it gets lent back out. So then you think you've got maybe $100 in the bank, and someone else thinks that they've been lent $100 and have $100, and you both have claims on the same amount of money.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food.
And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thought we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Snyder, and he's simply talking about that they've suddenly destroyed the value of our currency. They've suddenly, the dollar that existed 100 years ago is worth 2 or 3 cents today. And basically, you put your money in the bank, the money isn't there. The money is let out. And basically, of course, it works fine unless other people want to go and take their money out of the bank. And if people want to go to get their money out of the bank, the money isn't there. The money's all been let out. And basically, of course, but Michael believes that suddenly what they've done is they've created an inflationary spiral. And now, of course, they're going to create a deflationary spiral, cutting back on the availability of money. And as they do that, why, an awful lot of people are going to lose most of what they have. And certainly it's going to strangle our economy. More and more people will lose their jobs. More and more people will lose their homes. They won't be able to keep up the payments on their cars. And this is what happens. And certainly we had this happen in 2008. But my impression, and I'd like to know Michael's thought, I think this is going to be far worse than 2008. We'll look at the contraction in 2008 as the good old days. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. or 464-2295. If you have a question, but let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're entering the most dangerous period of my life, and I'll be 85 this coming month. I don't think there's been any time in the monetary history of our nation when we faced a crisis as severe as the one we face today. You pick up the story, Michael.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I've always said I believe that we're going to see a series of waves, you know, that this economic collapse is something that plays out over time. And I believe that this next wave that's coming is going to be worse than 2008. You know, back then, the federal government had $10 trillion of debt. Now we've got $17 trillion of debt. Or if you look at the problem of too big to fail banks, you know, back in 2008, one of the big problems was, oh, the banks are too big to fail, too big to fail. They're being reckless. We've got to do something about it. So most Americans think, well, that problem must have been fixed by then. But actually, it's gotten a lot worse. The six largest banks in the United States, and I'm talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, have collectively gotten 37% larger over the past 5 years. Meanwhile, 1,400 smaller banks have gone out of existence. So that means the problem of too big to fail is far larger than it was back in 2008. And what makes it even worse is that these banks are being exceedingly reckless with our money and their money. And what I mean by that is they've basically transformed Wall Street into the greatest casino in the history of the planet. They're betting on just about anything and everything that you can imagine through these derivative contracts. In fact, four of those banks I just mentioned, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs, each one of them has exposure to derivatives that exceeds $40 trillion.
You mean, each one of the banks has $40 trillion in exposure?
Yes, each one of them. For example, let's look at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs has exposure to derivatives of $43 trillion, but they only have total assets of $113 billion, with a little B, billion dollars. So that means that Goldman Sachs has exposure to derivatives contracts that is 381 times greater than their total assets.
380 times greater than the total assets. That sounds to me like, Sydney, the recipe for disaster.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like a sword of Damocles, which is dangling over the U.S. financial system, which could drop at any time and wipe us out. And see, the problem is these big banks, a lot of people say, well, I don't like the Wall Street banks. You know, I hope they fail. The problem is that we're so dependent on these big banks. For instance, today, those six big banks I just mentioned earlier, they account for 67% of all assets in our entire banking system.
I repeat that because that is such an important figure. These six banks account for what now? What percentage of the assets of our banking system?
They account for 67% of all the assets in our banking system.
67%, ladies and gentlemen, 67% of all the assets, six banks, just six of them. And imagine what would happen if one of those goes down. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And I want to tell you about Michael Snyder. He's really my favorite financial writer. I read everything he writes. He does a great job. And basically, what he's saying, he's trying to warn the people we're headed towards a financial cliff. So give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Make your preparations accordingly, ladies and gentlemen, because most people are going right over that cliff. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. you can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. 800-544-8927, and our website is radioliberty.com.
Just hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Zuckney Michael Snyder. And basically, we had Rich calling in. Rich was asking, what should he do? Should he get his money out of the bank? And if he did get the money out of the bank, what would he do with it? And Michael was just saying that he thinks gold and silver are great, but they may go up, they may go down. In the long run, they're probably going to go up. But suddenly, they may be great gyrations in the meantime. And suddenly, if you are somebody that just can't stand gyrations, or you may want to sit on the sidelines, but basically you need to be in something, and you need to be diversified. You want to get your money into other areas, because my thought is income-producing property, gold, silver, platinum, these things will maintain their value as they effectively erode and destroy the value of our currency. So basically, go ahead, pick up the story of the Sydney Michael, anything? What else would you tell our guest who inquires, what should I be doing now?
Yeah, let me finish up about silver and why I love silver so much for the long term. While there'll be wild swings in the short and midterm, for the long term, I absolutely love silver because silver comes out of the ground at about a 10-to-1 ratio compared to gold. But in recent years, the price of gold has been more than 60 times the price of silver. So at some point, there's going to be an adjustment there. And even though I love gold, I love silver even more. And then silver is used in thousands upon thousands of different high-tech products, whether it's your smartphone or solar panels or whatever the case might be. So silver is constantly being used up in all these products, not so much the case with gold. So I think the long-term outlook for silver is incredible. Now, you know, I would warn people, though, don't get rid of all of your cash. You need an emergency fund, especially for the short term, because remember what happened in 2008. 2008 hit, and all of a sudden people started losing their jobs, and because they didn't have anything to fall back on, they couldn't pay their mortgage, you know, and so they lost their home, you know. And so what I'm recommending to people is to have an emergency fund that can cover at least 6 months of expenses. So if you lose your job or something happens with your business or whatever, you have something to fall back on. You have something to pay your mortgage, pay your bills, take care of your family in the middle of a crisis period. So having a rainy day fund and emergency fund is very, very important. And I think it's very underemphasized by a lot of people who write about these things. It's a very practical thing to do, but I think it's very important. Another thing I recommend to people is reduce your expenses. You want to be lean and mean in the environment that's coming. So now's not the time to go out and buy a lot of expensive toys, go on a lot of expensive vacations, you know, spend money like there's no tomorrow. Instead, you want to reduce your expenses, kind of get smaller, get leaner, get meaner, and kind of go almost into survival mode. Because we're moving into a fundamentally different time. You know, the way things have been are not the way that things are going to be in the times that are coming.
I agree with you totally. Anything else on aromas, Rich, before we let you go?
Just one more thing, Michael Schneider. Would you keep that six-month fund at a safe place away from the bank, or would you keep that in the bank?
Well, having it maybe in a number of different places, however you want to define that, I am an advocate of having some cash at home, whether it's in a safe or, you know, in some secure place at home, because what if a crisis strikes and you can't get to the bank or you can't use your ATM machine? You know, there's several scenarios in which that could be, you know, for at least a limited period of time or an extended period of time, you can't get to the bank. So having a certain amount of cash at home that's readily accessible that you can use to buy food for your family or to buy the supplies that you need. So I am an advocate of having some cash at home, not all of your cash. My wife and I certainly don't do that, but a certain amount in the event of emergency, I think is a wise thing.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Aromas Rich. And let's go to Dick, who's calling us from Oregon. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Dick. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, a comment and a question. One thing I would comment on is forest preparation, especially with the drought conditions and the water. With the water shortage in California, start to store food.
I think that's an excellent thought. I certainly agree with you. Go ahead.
And the next question is this to Mr. Schneider. Three weeks ago, the 10-year rate went up to 3%. Today, it was at 2.68. They've been knocking it down. How are they controlling that, manipulating that at this point? They must be buying all the treasuries at this point.
You're basically talking then about the interest rate on treasury bills?
Yeah, the 10-year treasury bills.
All right, fine. How would you respond to that, Michael? Do you think that they're manipulating the interest rates?
I do think they attempt to manipulate interest rates. But now what's happened to the 10-year here recently? You know, for a number of months, we start to really creep up toward that 3% mark, and now here just recently it's fallen back a little bit, and that's typically somewhat normal behavior when the stock market starts to turn and go down and people start to get scared, and investors will move some money from stocks into treasuries, and so it's kind of a bit of a panic reaction, and that'll cause yields to go down a little bit. However, over the long term, especially as the Federal Reserve continues to taper the quantitative easing, over the midterm and long term, we're going to see those rates on the 10-year U.S. Treasury continue to go up, and that will cause problems with interest rate derivatives. Plus, it'll cause mortgage rates to rise and interest rates throughout our economy to rise, which is going to cause all kinds of problems, which we could also discuss as well. So that's something to keep an eye on. But, you know, when there's moments of great fear in the market, you know, we will see it dip back down a little bit at times. So there's going to be ups and downs over the long term. I believe, you know, we're going to see those rates continue to go up, however. And then the caller also, I wanted to talk about, you mentioned the drought in California. The drought in California, last year, California had the driest year ever recorded, and it's having the driest January ever recorded. Incredible drought in the state of California. And throughout the western United States, actually, the U.S. cattle herd, it's important for your listeners to understand this, the U.S. cattle herd is at a 61-year low. It's the smallest it's been in 61 years. So meat prices are going to go up. And then with it being so dry in California, people need to understand California grows so much of the fruit and the vegetables for the rest of the nation. I just wrote an article about this. No, California produces 99% of the artichokes, 95% of the celery, 90% of the lettuce in this country, 83% of the spinach. They produce 90% of the avocados, 84% of the peaches, 88% of the strawberries. I mean, so what they grow in California is absolutely crucial to feed the rest of the nation. And if they don't get water, if they don't get rain, the prices on all those things are going to go through the roof. And we're going to have some serious food crisis in this country. So what the caller said about storing food, growing your own garden, I think anything you can become more independent of the system and more food independent, I think will be very important for the times that are coming.
And I certainly agree 100%. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dick, I guess we lost our caller, Dick from Oregon, but if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call because I think this is also vitally important. No, Sydney, my wife got a pot roast here about a month ago. It was $90 for, not a pot roast, it was a prime rib roast, and fortunately we were able to get four meals off of it, but $90 for a prime rib, I couldn't believe that. But I think you're absolutely right, and we'll probably look back on that as being relatively cheap, as they certainly are. Suddenly they're just doing away with the herds. They're selling them off. They're sending the herds of cattle to the slaughterhouses because they can't afford to feed them, and they can't afford to get the water. They can't afford the hay. I think we're in a very, very difficult time, Michael. So basically, Suddenly, what are some of the other things that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, I hope that we've encouraged people to get ready because, you know, times are changing and the mood of the country is changing. People are angry. One recent poll found that 65% of all Americans are dissatisfied with the U.S. system of government and its effectiveness. In fact, that's the highest level of dissatisfaction with the system of government and its effectiveness that Gallup has ever recorded. The survey was conducted by Gallup. And so people are increasingly becoming angry, frustrated, dissatisfied with both political parties. In fact, one recent poll found that the percentage of people who identify as Democrats is at an all-time low, and the percentage of people who identify as Republicans is an all-time low. And the number of independents is at an all-time high of 42%. People are sick of both political parties. They're dissatisfied with how everything's working. They know in their gut that something is wrong. They don't necessarily know how to explain it or why this is happening, but they know that something is not right, and they're getting very upset about it.
Well, I can tell them something's not right, and basically that's because the same people, I believe, control both political parties. They talk different, but if you look and see what they're doing, and both political parties are supporting this whole globalist movement, and the globalist movement certainly is intent upon taking our tariffs down, certainly importing our goods, exporting our manufacturing, exporting our jobs, and until people understand that what they've done is they've created a scam with two political parties going the same direction. If we want this country to survive, we've got to get back. There's nothing wrong with our country. It's just the people who own the political parties, who own the media, who own the banks, and they're all working together because their loyalty is not to America, but in my estimation, to an internationalist dream. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And basically, of course, we see the economy suddenly beginning to contract. We see, despite the fact that they're telling us about unemployment is falling, there are more people without jobs. Michael, how can unemployment be falling down to 6.7%, and yet there are more and more people unemployed? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but the government's been manipulating the numbers. What they've been doing is pretending that millions of unemployed workers, they don't count as unemployed anymore. They say they've left the labor force. So, you know, they don't count them as being unemployed. But what I like to do is look at the employment to population ratio. It's basically the percentage of Americans that actually have a job. Now, back in 2008, just before the last recession hit, it was about sitting at about 63%. In other words, about 63% of the working age population was employed, had a job. Now, during the recession, it fell from 63% all the way to below 59%, and it has stayed between 58.2% and 58.8% for 52 months in a row. It stayed in that range below 59%. Never come back, never bounced back. The first time in the post-World War II era that we've not seen the employment ratio bounce back after the end of a recession. And so we've had this persistent, ongoing employment crisis, which has lasted for years. There's not been an employment recovery. The numbers show this, and yet Obama gets up there and tells everyone that things are getting better, and he does this with a straight face in front of the entire nation last night. It's very distressing.
Well, it is distressing. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or for here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And right now we have calling us from the great state of Washington, Ron. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. But one concern I have, if the economy starts collapsing like it is, and we have a megalomaniac in the presidency who thinks that he can govern it without Congress, it really concerns me that we may be on the edge of some type of dictatorship.
Well, how would you feel about that, Michael, as Ron is concerned, because the president has said that he's not going to worry about Congress. If they'll go along with him, fine. If not, he'll just go ahead and use his executive power to enact legislation to carry out his programs, irrespective of what Congress and our duly elected representatives feel or want.
Well, I'm very concerned about that, because that's what a king or a dictator does, is they rule by decree. A dictator, they dictate what's going to happen, and that's what Obama intends to do. You know, the way our country was set up is that the Congress was supposed to make the laws, and the executive branch was supposed to carry them out. But now we've gotten to this point, is the imperial presidency, which has decided, Obama says, well, I'm just going to make the laws and then carry them out. And so, but that's the natural tendency in human history, is to go back to a king, to go back to a dictatorship. You know, the kind of experiment we've had in the United States, a republic is a very precious thing. You know, that throughout human history, it's very rare for people to govern themselves. Almost always there's been a ruler or a dictator or a king or a czar or, you know, whatever you want to call it. So what we've had in the United States is very precious, and it needs to be protected, because there's always this tendency to want to go back and have a king, and then the people or those close to the king get the handouts and the favors and everything else. And that's what we're gravitating toward in America today. And it's very sad to watch our constitutional republic being transformed back into something that it was never intended to be.
And I really believe everybody listening to this program should call and email and fax their congressman tomorrow and say, you know, that Barack Obama said he's going to rule by executive decree, and this is the time to begin laying out plans for impeachment and collecting signatures and votes to impeach the President of the United States. Certainly what Richard Nixon did, certainly back in the 1970s, was nothing like this. At least he respected the Constitution, and he really was not involved in a lot of the things he was accused of. I don't like Richard Nixon, but I'll tell you what, Barack Obama, the one only thing you can do is to threaten impeachment and exposure of the group that controls him and is encouraging him to do this. Anything else you want to say, Ron?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed with the Republicans. The Republicans should have made item by item and exposed his lies, and then said, you are violating Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution. Congress is to make law, not you. And we consider that tantamount to high treason, and we will be drafting articles of impeachment tomorrow.
Well, I think that I would urge every one of our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, every one of you out there, email, fax, and call your congressman and get everybody else you need to do it. We need to unite the people. The president now has declared that he is going to become a dictator, and he's going to rule by executive decree. That's unconstitutional. God bless you, Ron. Thanks very much for calling, and look forward to, we'll hear from you real soon. Okay. And we'll be talking to Don in just a moment here to wrap up the program. Our guest has been Michael Snyder. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
I'm up. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were going to have to wrap up the program. Donna, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, I'm just curious. It's probably a really bad time to be buying a house.
It's not a good time to be buying a house. Get yourself to do not get out on a limb. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless. And now, and if you have the money and you want to put it into income-producing property, you don't know what else to do with it, that's fine. But then you don't get into something, you've got a lot of payments, you're not going to have and real problems. Okay, God bless. Thanks very much. And please tell others about our program. That's your job. And then get involved with the local government and either support good people or get involved yourself. Thanks for calling. And you have a parting thought, Michael, before we let you go.
Oh, it's just been such an honor to be on your program tonight and to be able to share with the listeners. And I just encourage people to get prepared, you know, and don't be apathetic. Don't think that this false bubble of recovery is going to last too much longer for all the reasons that we've talked about. And if people go to my website, theeconomiccollapseblog.com, I actually have more than 1,000 articles that breaks all this down in excruciating detail with facts, statistics, charts, lists, graphs. So, you know, I encourage people to stop by the website, check check out my articles, get involved in the discussions, and then share this information with others so that we can wake people up while there's still time.
And that's the TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com, TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com, or just type in Michael Snyder, go to his website, get his material. As I say, I read everything I can find that Michael has written because it's all good. God bless you. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to having you on the not-too-distant future.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, I do hope you enjoyed the program, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have Michael on, try to get him on. Oh, once or twice a month, he's one of the best informed people in the country. And the fact that you have a chance to hear him here, well, that's why you should get your other friends listening. And then, because this is the time when I have to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. Neither I nor my wife take a salary. We do what we do because we think God's called us to do this, and we're simply trying to point out we're fighting a spiritual battle on an economic battlefield, on a political battlefield, on an ideological battlefield, and we need to have a great, certainly, revival. And as Michael was just saying, out of the coming chaos, we're hoping people are going to want to be looking for answers, and you've got to be there to explain certainly what's going on. The only time Jesus and all of his ministry ever showed any violence at all was when he was dealing with the bankers. I said he was the money lenders in the temple, and he drove them out, certainly. He drove them out, certainly, with a whip. Where suddenly we have these people who control our monetary system, who made fabulous sums of money, and now they're going to contract it and wipe out the vast majority of the people in our country and throughout the world and impoverish literally billions of people. And more Americans are moving from the middle class into the poverty class. It's only going to get worse. My number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Lift family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you because you can help us as we reach out 5 hours a day educating people about what is really going on and about the powerful spiritual forces, the demonic forces, not imaginary, very real, that exist today. You can listen to our program, certainly, on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Just go there and scan down to the point where it says listen, and listen on a regular basis. Get other people to listen. And then, of course, we ask you to listen if you'd like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get our 4 CD sets. You want to know how they kill people, you need to get the 4 CD set on deadly assassins. You want to understand who these people are, the New Order of the Barbarians. So many tape sets and things there, but we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow evening, may the Lord be with you.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
show. It is 29 January, Wednesday, 2014. You're in the right place. And you probably got a little bit of whiplash if you listened to the State of the Union message last night, which I hope you didn't waste your time. You wasted over an hour if you did.